This is Cross Currents. I'm Ben Trefney, in for Hannah Baba. And now it's time for Audiograph, the Bay Area's sonic signature. Here's KALW's Julie Kane.
All week long, we've been playing you a sound that's close to my heart.
Visibility 7. Sky condition clear below 12,000 feet. Temperature 1.4 Celsius.
Well, they've got all sorts of great omelets. Orange waffles are terrific.
It's just a place where stuff lands. It's become like a destination. It's like an aviation museum.
Think you know what that was and where we recorded it? To tell you more, we sent KALW's Nina Gensler-Debs to Half Moon Bay.
I'll get the French toast.
Regular French toast?
Yes.
Roger.
Mark Smith is technically the general manager of 30 Cafe, located right off the runway of Half Moon Bay Airport. He looks a little like Walter White from Breaking Bad, if Walter always wore airplane-themed Hawaiian shirts and smiled a lot more.
How do you want your eggs?
Over easy.
Roger. Over and out.
That's it, baby.
Clearance, clearance, Vector, Victor. Over, under. She's breaking up. I'm bringing her in.
If you like your breakfast with some aeronautic flavor, this is the right place to be. Taxiing down the runway, you'll see four-seater planes and Coast Guard helicopters, but no big commercial airliners. And if you like, you can sit outside the cafe and watch planes take off and land, all while eating your eggs.
And the reason it's named 30 is because that's the runway heading. So all runways are labeled by magnetic compass heading. So when you roll out on the runway, if your compass is properly aligned, it should indicate 300 degrees or 300. We abbreviate it to 30.
Mark, as you might be able to guess, is also a pilot. He learned how to fly as a teen, and seems like he's always been pretty obsessed with planes.
And I'm an original airport bum. I like being here. I'd be here anyway.
And this obsession made it inside the restaurant, too. The walls and ceilings are crammed with aviation memorabilia, travel ads, World War II-era newspaper clippings, medals, puzzles, needle points, and, of course, model airplanes. The biggest one is a yellow propeller plane, a remote-controlled Piper Cub, the size of a kindergartner.
It's just a place where stuff lands. It's become like a destination. It's like an aviation museum.
I got my license the day Neil Armstrong landed on the moon.
That's longtime customer and licensed pilot Vaughn Griffin. He's married to Nancy Griffin. She's also a pilot. The three of them all learned to fly together in San Carlos, where there's another little Bay Area airport. And the Griffins often fly from there to eat here.
The only reason you fly is to eat. That's the only reason.
This is the home of the $100 hamburger.
In case you couldn't quite catch that, Vaughn says that this is the home of the $100 hamburger. 30 doesn't actually serve a $100 burger. That's apparently a kind of inside joke for pilots.
By the time you buy lunch and gas and stuff, it's $100.
But it's not just pilots and aviation nerds here. There are customers who really are here for the food.
We're kind of regulars.
That's Sammy Lacey, a local. She lives in Montara.
All the omelets are really good. I like the breakfast burrito, obviously the Cajun scramble. But we're kind of creatures of habit, have the same thing.
Sammy likes the decor in the restaurant, but doesn't have much interest in airplanes beyond that.
I mean, we've flown in small little planes before, but it's been a long time. If Mark wants to take us up, we'll go.
And that's not such a far-fetched idea. Mark has a little Cessna 172 that he keeps at the airport.
I take tourists flying and visitors to the restaurant and take kids flying for their birthday.
And today, even though it's not my birthday, I get to go up in the plane.
Clear!
So you always yell clear and look around the airplane, make sure no one's around. Or if people are outside, they know you're starting it.
Before he ran 30, Mark used to run a flight school, and you can tell.
Check my trim for takeoff attitude. And then you always have to ask the passengers, how's your attitude?
Attitude is great.
Okay, great. Good. You don't want to go flying with a bad attitude.
Being in a little plane like this is very different from sitting on, say, a United flight. Mark hands me a headset the color of mint ice cream because it is so loud in here. There are dozens of dials and knobs and, a little unsettlingly, a second steering wheel right in front of my knees.
Half of Bay Unicom, Cessna 9860.
back. Taking 3-0, straight out departure, afternoon bay. Can anyone give me a radio check, please?
And then, all of a sudden, we're off. It could not be a more perfect day to fly over the coast. Sparkling blue water froths white against the snaking coastline. I can see the fog just starting to creep in out way over the ocean. We fly north for a few minutes, then loop back. And all too soon, we're heading back to the runway.
So I'm doing about 80. When I get closer to the runway, I'll pull the power back. I'll put my nose up a little bit.
This is the only part of the flight that makes me slightly nervous, though I try not to let on. But it's the smoothest landing I've ever experienced. You can barely hear the bump of the wheels when we touch down. Mark tells me he likes to think of himself as an aviation ambassador.
We like to encourage people to, you know, show them how safe it is and all that kind of stuff. And people always ask me if I aren't I afraid flying the airplane? And I said, I'm a lot more scared in my car on Highway 1 at rush hour than I am in my airplane.
So, play your cards right, you could end up with brioche French toast and a flight over the Pacific. Or just a $100 hamburger.
How we doing, fellas? Want more coffee?
I will.
In Half Moon Bay, I'm Nina Gensler-Debs for Cross Currents. Over and out.
Thanks, Nina. You know, my dad was a private pilot, and I grew up in little planes and little airports, just like the one at Half Moon Bay. I must not be the only one, because Robert Weiner, one of our audiograph champions, knew exactly where we recorded this week. Congratulations, Robert. We're going to send you a KALW t-shirt. Today's my last day working with Cross Currents and Audiograph. It's been such a pleasure being part of the KALW family. Before I go, I want to play you the very first audiograph we ever did back in January of 2013. It's one of the sounds that inspired me to start this project.
My office.
Hope you enjoyed
it. It's good
to hear it. Yeah. Have a good one. Cheers.
Even though I'm going, Audiograph will stay here at KALW. We'll have new Audiograph sounds coming soon, so stay tuned. Thanks so much for listening, and thanks for playing. I'm Julie Kane.